Security guards at a nuclear weapons assembly plant near Amarillo, Texas, went back to work today for the first time in nearly 2 months. Yesterday, a majority of the unionized workers at the Pantex plant voted to end a strike. The guards work for a contractor, not the federal government, but the strike had stretched on for so long that the Department of Energy made 2 visits to check security at the plant. Larry Schooler has this story now from Amarillo.
What might sound like a big city's rush hour was actually an afternoon shift change near a picket line along the desolate high plains of Texas. Workers leaving the 16,000-acre Pantex nuclear weapons plant honked support for members of the Security Guards Union picketing just across the road from the main entrance. This assembly and disassembly plant is the only one of its kind in the country. Neil LePage has worked as a security guard at Pantex for more than 14 years. This was his second labor strike.
Nobody minds the hours and the pay. It's just they keep adding stuff and adding stuff and adding stuff for us to do. You got to qualify on this new system, qualify on that system, but they don't want to compensate you for anything.
Inside the Pantex plant, officials concede that many guards have needed more training and tests since the September 11th attacks. They're now expected to go on the offensive if they see a possible threat to the facility, instead of waiting for an intruder to enter and then responding. It took nearly 2 months for Pantex and the union to agree on how to compensate guards for that extra training. In the meantime, the company assembled a crew of replacements from other Energy Department facilities across the country. Around 200 replacements did the work of a regular force of more than 500. But Pantex president and general manager Dan Swaim says the plant remained just as secure as before the strike.
We are able to shut down convenience gates, stop construction activities that require security guards for escorts, stop training activities, work additional overtime so that we have the correct numbers of people in position at any one time.
That additional overtime meant replacements worked 8 or 9 12-hour days in a row before taking 1 day off and starting the cycle again. Unionized guards usually work 4 12-hour shifts and then get 4 days off. The need for this contingency plan prompted the National Nuclear Security Administration, or NNSA, to ask that security officials visit Amarillo twice in the past 2 months to see how the plan was working. Brian Wilkes is an agency spokesman.
It is unusual for us to request an independent evaluation this close together, but it's an unusual situation, and we don't want that unusual situation to lead to the erosion of security or safety at our nation's only nuclear weapons plant.
Other observers say the federal government and the company need to take a broader look at how to prevent work stoppages like this in the future. Longtime energy investigator Peter Stockton is with the Project on Government Oversight. He says Pantex needs to consider the risks of having older guards stay on past a certain age just so they can get their full retirement benefits.
Because it's a young man's game, you know, it's kind of a counterterrorism operation, and you really have to be young and nimble and mobile and the whole business. And as these guys get older, it becomes a real problem, and they should be under the same kind of retirement system that federal agents are. Anybody that carries a gun for the federal government can retire after 20 or 25 years, and that's not true of these guards.
Before yesterday's vote ratifying the contract, union negotiators told the workers they would get pay raises and a break on health insurance premiums. But the retirement age issue remains unresolved. And with at least 13 guards quitting since this strike began, Pantex officials concede they haven't quite figured out how to keep their plant secure and their guards union satisfied at the same time. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Amarillo, Texas.